Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Brian White, the announcer from Dixieland Speedway. Then we'll speak with the Auburndale Crown Vic winner, 11-year-old Sadie Parsons. Then we'll have a conversation with Southern All-Star Series winner Trey Kirk. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in North Georgia. Hudson O'Neill, the winner there. Jake Knowles gets it done at Woodstock. Hartwell to Tucker Anderson. And Bad Boy McCoy, another win at Livonia. Sumter, South Carolina. Carolina Clash to Taylor Puckett. The Sweet Potato Express. Michael Rouse winning at Lakeview. Anderson goes to Newman Presnell. Joseph Brown, the checkers at Modoc. Victory at Lancaster for Cade Langley. Casey Kelly done at Florence. Cherokee to Chase McNeely. And Carson Venable, a winner at Lawrence. Smoky Mountain in Tennessee to Ross White. Darren Goins wins Wartburg. Tazewell to Odie Overholt. Caden Quapple, the car store winner at Nashville. I-75 to Devin Doble. East Alabama Motor Speedway. Dana Elan victorious there. Natural Bridge in Virginia. Blue Ridge Outlaw late model. Second time for Braden Jones to take a win. Jack Brown wins Oak Level. Langley to Tucker Jones. Brandon Umberger victorious at Wythe. Hickory, North Carolina, the Smart Series to Danny Bone. Zach Brown a winner at Wake. East Lincoln to Shea Robinson. Jameson McBride wins Friendship. Haraway goes to Grant Davidson. Bryson Geis a winner at Harris. And at Gastonia, it's Jonathan Henson. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the announcer from Dixieland Speedway in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Brian White. Hey, Brian, welcome back to the show. And I know a lot of folks know you also, especially from last week when we were chatting with Adam Welbrock. You're the voice up at Langley, but we'll feature Dirt Track Time here now. And Dixieland got a new promoter this year. Let me start with the excitement of having Mike and Rachel West now involved with the track. What's going on there?
Excited that Dixieland's entering its 44th season. Hard to believe, year 44. And we are having a new promoter, Rachel and Mike West, husband-wife combo. Great folks, racers at heart. Mike's a racer himself. He loves the sport, and he just wanted to see the track continue and keep the legacy that Red and Debbie Swain started way back in the early 80s, to keep that legacy alive, if you will, for Southeastern Virginia and Northeastern North Carolina and Elizabeth City.
We're chatting with Dixieland Speedway announcer Brian White, who, as did the whole track, welcome Rachel and Mike West as the new promoters to that dirt track out near the coast. Am I right? It's somewhere about an hour from the Outer Banks, depending on the roads you take, whether it's in Virginia or North Carolina, that beautiful area.
It is. You're right. We're pretty much close to everything, right along the Virginia-North Carolina border, so not far from Virginia Beach, Chesapeake area, the beaches of Virginia Beach, and also the Outer Banks, North Carolina beaches. So you come see us, come enjoy a great night out on a Friday evening at Dixieland Speedway in Elizabeth City, and you can make a beach weekend out of it.
Oh, that sounds good. A little beach music, little breezes, some great cars on the track on Friday night. Elizabeth City, North Carolina's Dixieland Speedway, and we're chatting with the announcer from that track, Brian White. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Now, the track's already had a race or two this year, and I understand, one of the Carolina wheelmen that runs for those big money races, Christian Thomas, was out there in victory lane. What's it like seeing a speedster like that on your track, and just, the lay of the land on any given Friday night of what goes around Dixieland Speedway?
It's a lot of fun, especially when you get those big late model races. That was something that Rachel and Mike wanted to kick off the season with, a big money race for our UPS store limited late models. And they did just that. We attracted some racers who may not normally come to Dixieland Speedway, and they decided, hey, let's give it a go, crank up the new season. And somebody like Christian Thomas, who has a lot of talent, loves racing on that bull ring, came out, put on a great show and ended up crossing the finish line first and taking the $4,000 check home.
Elizabeth City's Dixieland Speedway. We're chatting with the voice of the track, Brian White, talking about the categories, the classes, all the fun things that go on out there. I remember when we visited, there were some great kart racing on the big track for the little ones to do, like juice boxes, things like that. What are some of the other divisions besides late models that run at Dixieland?
Yeah, we've got at least six divisions that are running primarily every weekend. We've got the Sportsman, Super Streets, the Super Fours, the Sport Compacts cars, and new last year that we're continuing this year, and I think so much fun, those 5/8 scale replicas from the 1930s and 40s automobiles, the Legends cars. I'm used to seeing them run on asphalt, but you and I have had some conversations over the last couple of years how cool they are on dirt, and we've had a lot of fun with that. Cody Carlton, the 2024 Langley Speedway Legends champion, came out last year in 2025, won the championship at Langley Speedway, and took home the championship at Dixieland. He's running strong this year.
Kind of following in Butterbean's footsteps. Butterbean winner at Langley and at Dixieland. And now, gee whiz, look what he's doing.
Absolutely. He's on the big stage. He's running the truck series now.
Dixieland Speedway announcer, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Brian White. Fridays at Dixieland, always one of the show places out towards the Outer Banks, just south of Virginia Beach, just a pinch north of Killdevil Hills and Kitty Hawk, where the first flight took place. It's got to be an amazing time out there. And now with Rachel West and husband Mike, any new refreshments and things, noshes in the refreshment stand yet that are kind of new food for folks to go out there and, you know, enjoy?
I mean, you got to eat when you're at the racetrack, right? I mean, it's something about getting a bite to eat at the refreshment stand, hitting the souvenir stand to get the official merch from the racetrack. But, you know, for me, it's the staple. And I've done this since I was 5 years old, going to Dixieland Speedway when I was a kid, my first racetrack. My aunt and uncle sponsored a Super Streets car out there, number 9, Kelly Upton. But we always got to the racetrack and got a cheeseburger, fries, and a drink. And certainly that continues now. And just delicious food. You can't go wrong. I know one of my daughters got cheese sticks last week, and I had to steal a couple of hers because she didn't give me any.
Well, he announces, he eats, he does it all. Dixieland Speedway announcer Brian White, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Where can they find info about Dixieland Speedway on the internet?
They can go to dixieland-speedway.com or find us on Facebook.
Plan your Outer Banks vacation for Friday at Dixieland Speedway and sun and fun the rest of the weekend. Brian White, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California, and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City, and then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night, and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it, and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride, and we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Crown Vic winner from Auburndale Speedway at 11 years old. This is their second win this year, by the way, in these Crown Vics racing against adults. Sadie Parsons, welcome to the show. Great to have a former Bando champion on. Am I right that one of these two wins somewhere this season, your father raced and you beat him? What was that like beating dad?
Yes, sir. It was a lot of fun. We've always been super competitive, so it was really fun beating him.
Wow. Did you give him a little bit of advice afterwards and say, you know, you were taking the corner this way or that way? Did you try to help him?
He usually is the one giving me a few pointers.
Well, he's gave you a lot of good ones. Sadie Parsons on the profabrication.com hotline. Winner now twice at Auburndale Speedway in the full-size Crown Vic cars. These are the ones that you would have seen law enforcement using and such. They make them into race cars now. And at 11 years old, she's won twice already this year. She is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Going from a Bando to a Legends car and now to this big full-size car, what was that transition like from the driver's seat? What was the challenge to get speed with this big hunky thing around you?
Yeah, so the Bando to the Legend was definitely a lot. You know, the Legend car has a lot more power. And then the Legend to the Crown Vic, it was, I wouldn't say it was easy, but I got a hang of it pretty quick because I knew what I needed to do. It was really just trying to adjust to the size of the car.
Wow. Well, Sadie Parsons has adjusted to the size of the car, and that car now fits in victory lane twice at Auburndale Speedway, the big Crown Vic, and she is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. The profabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, I don't want to skip over the Legend stuff. I understand the racing in the Legends. You were kind of a daredevil, a big wreck the other week. What happened in this crash and how did it turn out?
Yeah, so the leaders, they were into the wall a little bit. And then I almost missed it, but I got clipped in the right rear and it sent my car straight into the air. So I was like literally doing a handstand while in the air. And then I landed back down.
You get back down. Sadie Parsons, 11 years old, winner of two Crown Vic races at Auburndale Speedway. This is the race prior to her second victory. So the car is bouncing around and such. What's going on inside, you know, the helmet there for you when all of this has happened? Is it kind of scary? Is it kind of like, what emotions are you feeling at that moment?
It happened really quickly and I was a little nervous when it happened. I was ready to get back out on the track and go again, but sadly the fuel pump was broke, so I couldn't keep going. Mm. And it was kind of like my brother said whenever he flipped his go-kart that it was fun and it felt like he was on a roller coaster. See, I did not feel that when I was in the air. I felt like I was about to go over. Oh. I was looking straight at the ground when I was in my car.
And then you come back a week or so later and win in a Crown Vic again. How do you kind of get it inside to just go back in an even bigger car and go out there and bash around with people?
We practice a lot during the week and I got to practice Friday in the Crown Vic and we missed practice Saturday because I had a wedding at 5 o'clock and we got there about 10 minutes before my heat race started. And I got to start on the pole thanks to Cody Durham for drawing me a 3 because I've never drawn under a 10, I don't think, for pills. And then we just went out there. We won the heat race, so we got to start on the pole for the feature and kind of just drove away from there.
Wow. Sadie Parsons, two-time Crown Vic winner at Auburndale Speedway, the 2024 Auburndale Speedway Bandolero champion, the 2025 Showdown Series champion for the U.S. Legend Series, and now reaching even greater heights in a full-bodied car. What's it like now when you've got all that around you and you have maybe somebody, you know, rubbing up against you? You know, it's a little different when a big car is pushing on you. What's it like from inside? You know, what reactions are you feeling?
I kind of think of it about the same way, really. They're definitely different, but I don't know. It doesn't scare me that much because I know that God is with me and he's going to keep me safe no matter what. So he's really the reason that I've done so good in this. He's given me the talent that I have.
Well, and Sadie Parsons certainly follows up on that sentiment. Auburndale Speedway Crown Vic winner. And also, you have a YouTube channel for Thankful Thursday videos that you're doing and such? And who is that rascal that keeps walking in the background every now and then? Is that your brother?
Yes, sir. That is my brother. He also races, but we have the Thankful Thursdays. My mom posts them on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram on SL3 Motorsports. So you can go follow me there. That's my little brother, Layton, that pops in.
And you allow him to do that, or do you kind of put the shaky finger every now and then at him?
I let him do it. I mean, it's funny.
How about the dog, seven. Daisy? Do we get to see more of Daisy?
Oh, yeah. You'll see her at the track. She got to go with us to South Alabama, and she had her headset on. She was crew chiefing for me.
Well, whoever is around Sadie Parsons is around a winning young driver. Auburndale Speedway Crown Vic winner already this year twice, a former Bandolero champion, and you can catch her on all those social channels she just mentioned on Thankful Thursday videos. Off to Freedom Factory for you and maybe a run with Cletus McFarlane in the coming weekend?
It would be super fun to run with Cletus. Well, I'm thinking if I do good here this weekend in the Crown Vic, I'm going to have to talk to him and ask him if I can run the next Freedom 500 there.
Come on, Cletus. We want Sadie Parsons in the next Freedom 500. Sadie, thank you so much for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more At The Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
The World of Outlaws World Finals in November at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, The Southern All-Star Series Dirt Super Late Model Division winner from Winder Barrow last weekend, Trey Kirk. Hey, Trey, welcome to the show. And, man, what a time there. You get to lead from start to finish, but leading from start to finish, not always the easiest thing. And we'll get even deeper in towards maybe a conversation about the red flag. But just in general, what's it like having all those guys chasing you towards your first win of your career in Southern All-Stars?
Yeah, man, I mean, this, it's really cool. I got lucky on the start with Tucker. He got into it and busted his fuel. So it was unfortunate. Like I said, at my Southern All-Stars interview, I hate for that kind of stuff to happen to somebody that's going to be, he was definitely going to be in contention.
Absolutely.
So, that was unfortunate. But with that happening, you know, I got up the outside pole and me and Peyton had a good start and I got the nose on him off into one and cleared him off of two. And I knew at that point, I've ran at Winder enough. Once you get out front, you kind of just have to maintain a decent pace and not slip up, and you'll probably lead the race. You know, it's hard to pass if the track's pretty even.
Well, so, Trey Kirk got to do that all the way to victory lane of the Southern All-Star Series at Winder Barrow. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. But during the race, there was you were leading, and then there was a bit of a pause for shenanigans going on, things like that after an incident. But from a driver's perspective, inside your race car, what's going on when you have this big pause? Is it like, man, I need to go to the bathroom? I need to, you know, signal one of my people? Is this a good thing or a bad thing to help you calm and reset yourself? Or did it add some kind of odd pressure to you?
That was definitely the first time being in that kind of situation, but it kind of, like you said, just helps you regroup, kind of figure out a plan for the rest of the feature, which I thought we were farther into the race when it happened. I had one of my buddies on the fence and I asked him, I was like, how many laps in are we? He said lap 9. We still have 40 to go. I was like, good Lord. that kind of helped me plan out a little bit. And me and Kenny Collins, he pulled up next to me and we were talking. He's been with me. Me and him been buddies since I started driving late models, and he's been around it a lot longer than I have. And he's like, you just keep your pace. You know what you're doing around here.
And so, Kenny Collins is a class act. We've had him on before and appreciate him doing that for our guest, Trey Kirk, a young driver pulling off his first Southern All-Stars win last weekend at Winder Barrow. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, I understand you had Gasco Gaskets bolted to your engine there at the Southern All-Stars, so took them to victory lane. What's it like to have the feel and the thunder and all that from those ProFab headers?
Yeah, I've ran a couple of different brands of headers since I've been racing these cars, and I had ProFabs on my 602, and then I changed back to I can't remember what I had after ProFab, but ProFabs are by far the best set of headers that I've ran on, and I've ran a few brands, like I said. So,
well, that's a great thing that you had them on for our friends at ProFabrication.com and the ProFab headers. Trey Kirk winning the Southern All-Star Series at Winder Barrow, his home track, where he is the fourth generation to have competed in motorsports in Georgia and such. Victory Lane, a special experience, I got to believe. What was it like to have so many family and friends around you at the place I'm sure you were a little rascal growing up at?
Yeah, I grew up there just about every weekend when I was little. So that was really cool. I had so many people there supporting me. It's really cool to have that many people. Like, you know, you have all those guys behind your back.
And you have a special paint scheme, too. Which one of your relatives were you honoring with the paint scheme?
Yeah, I did a tribute car to my dad or my grandpa's 1985 Super Late model.
Wow. It is a pristine white 66. It's a race car with the 66 on it. And I've seen the before or the early photos of his grandfather. And today with what our guest on the ProFab hotline, Trey Kirk, has done
And it's breathtaking. But I want to ask you about your great-grandfather racing back in the 50s, and I'm sure you didn't see it, but what have you heard that was maybe a challenge that he had to overcome that, you know, drivers and such nowadays don't, but that you're kind of like, wow, great-grandpa, or, you know, in what he had to overcome to do the kind of career that you have now?
The biggest thing back then, I mean, everything was just so much. They had nowhere near the technology we have, you know. So, I mean, him and my grandpa both, they didn't have power steering. They'd run 100 lap twin. They'd run twin 50s or 100 lap races two nights on a weekend and with no power steering. That just amazes. So 50 laps with power steering, to me, I'm wore out. So I couldn't imagine and one of those Chevelles, you know, they got open face helmets, no jackets. I mean, it's just crazy to think about. That's what they did on a week to week basis.
Earn a lot of respect from these young drivers like Trey Kirk when they look back at the history of grassroots motorsports and guys like Trey's grandfather, great grandfather, his dad, all coming up now having Trey as a winning Southern All-Star Series driver from the Baja Winder Barrow in Georgia. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I mentioned the photo of your grandfather's car, and I've seen him on your social media. Help folks find you on social media so they get a cap, a T-shirt, get to be able to follow you. Where can they go out there on the internet?
Yes, sir. I have my personal page on Facebook. It's Trey Kirk, and I need to get my racing page back up and going. But I do have a racing page. It's Trey Kirk Racing on Facebook, and I have my personal Instagram, Trey Kirk. And yeah, that's about all I have.
Yeah, but that's a lot when you start looking at those historic pictures. Trey Kirk, Southern All-Star Series winner from Winder Barrow, making history for his own self, taking his first Southern All-Star Series super late model win there. Congratulations. Appreciate you joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
You may think you know drag racing. The chills, the speed, and iconic moments. But this season, it hits different. 75 years in the making. The crowd's locked in, waiting for that moment. The moment of realizing you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Whether you're a longtime fan or feeling earth-shaking horsepower for the first time, you're part of the story now. Expect the unexpected April 24th through 26th when NHRA goes four wide in Charlotte. Get tickets at zmaxdragway.com today.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Wow, the grassroots tracks are all popping up all over the country. Get out and support grassroots racing and certainly follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on X. We'll keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening.
I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.